91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. It's time for our restaurant roundabout with chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gassenheimer. This hour with South Florida restaurant viewers and, of course, your calls. Hello, it's Bonnie Berman. We'll have the latest in restaurant news from Lainey Doss of Miami New Times and Jen Koretnik of Miami Magazine. Then, you have a favorite dining spot to brag about? Give us a call. Perhaps it's an affordable local restaurant hangout, a neighborhood pizzeria, or a new vegetarian restaurant. On the other scale, you might tout a local steakhouse or seafood spot. Our number for the program, 1-800-743-9576. That's 1-800-743-WLRN. The Restaurant Roundabout, after the news. Welcome back to today's Topical Currents. Bonnie Berman here. Joseph Cooper is still on vacation. He will return Monday. So let's all get ready for today's restaurant roundabout with our resident chef author and syndicated columnist Linda Gassenheimer. We have two renowned South Florida restaurant reviewers with us. One and a half, actually. Ready to expound.
She's not a half. She's a person.
On favorite dining options. And, of course, your input is welcome. Let me give you the number again. You might want to jot it down. 800-743-9576. 1-800-743-9576. And we'll also take emails. radio@wlrn.org. WLRN.org, radio@WLRN.org, and it's a lot faster, actually. You want to give it a go. Welcome, Linda.
Well, Bonnie, nice to be with you. Looking forward to have Joe come back next week. Okay, well, as you mentioned, popular restaurant review. And, you know, there's always restaurant news here in South Florida. Openings, closings, and some restaurant gossip. And yes, we have our reviewers here. One is Jen Koretnik. She's a restaurant critic for Miami Magazine. Welcome, Jen. Jen, are you with us?
Jen, are you there?
All right, we're going to have to find Jen. And
okay. Well, Linda, it's you and me for now. Lainey Doss is on her way.
And Lainey Doss is stuck in traffic. She'll be here soon. She's the food editor for Miami New Times. And as Bonnie said, we really would love to hear from you. 1-800-743-9576. Call in. Maybe you have a mom-and-pop place that you love, or maybe you have a local treasure. And I want to talk about a local treasure that we just had on Facebook Live.
Okay, Bonnie. And what was that?
That was Whisk Restaurant. It's Whisk Gourmet Food and Caterer. And it was we had a wonderful Facebook Live. They brought all their food in. They showed it. It's in South Miami.
Is it there now?
We're trying to get Jen on the phone. We're having a little bit of a technical problem here. But we have Whisk is located in South Miami. Kristen Connor and her brother Brendan, a chef, front of the house. They own this restaurant. Great little local place. But go to Facebook Live, the WLRN Facebook Live, and you'll be able to see the food, see us tasting the food, and talk with them. So that's one of our favorite restaurants.
Okay, just one second. Jason, do we have, is it now? No, okay. So Richard is back. We can start taking, we'll give the phone number out again and get Jen on the phone.
Yes, and Lainey's just arrived. Hello, Lainey, welcome.
Hi.
Don't you love South Florida traffic?
it's not going to be on. Okay.
Okay, well, we'll get.
I think we're here.
Yes. Anyway, Lainey's here and her.
There she is.
There she is.
I am.
Okay, great. Well, we got over one technical problem. Let's go to the next one. But in the meantime, by the way, all the restaurants we mentioned here today, I'm going to put up on my website on the blog. That's dinnerinminutes.com. So you'll be able to get them. And the whole show is archived streaming live now, but it's archived at WLRN.org.
Correct.
You go to the Topical Currents, go to the radio tab, Topical Currents, and you'll be able to listen
It's also an iTunes podcast as well.
Well,
just go to iTunes and type in Topical Currents.
Wow, you'll see everything. And I just want to mention a few restaurants and all that we've been... that I've been to recently, and I was surprised, excuse me, I was surprised that two new Greek restaurants, Greek food, are here. So there's one we've mentioned already once on the air before, and that was Kiki on the Miami River. And it's very charming. The decor is designed to look like the manager Spyro's grandmother's home in Greece.
Oh, how nice.
And so it's really very nice.
I think we have Jen now.
Okay, Jen, are you with us?
I am.
Okay,
Jen.
Everything
thank you.
Is.
We've got everything
hail,
working.
Hail, hail.
Now.
The gang's all here. Right?
Hi, Jen. It's Lainey.
Wow, I've never gotten such an enthusiastic greeting before in my life.
Well, I'm just going to go through a few more restaurants that that I've been to lately. So that's the Greek one. The other Greek one is called Atlantikos. I may have meshed that.
Yes.
That, uh-huh. If I got this pronunciation correct. Okay. That's right. At the St. Regis Hotel in Bell Harbor. They have authentic Greek food. It's a beautiful setting. And they have traditional Greek dishes. And now here's another little one. If you want to see what Gianni Versace's place looked like, the Casa Caserina, it's Gianni's restaurant there. It's on Ocean Drive at 11th and Ocean. Some people didn't think you could go there because they thought it was a club, but it isn't. It's open. It's a restaurant. Gianni's open to the public. Beautiful, beautiful room there. But sit in the courtyard even, and it is pricey. But you're getting good food for that. But you can also just go there, enjoy the bar, have a drink, have some hors d'oeuvres, and really see what that beautiful house is all about.
Let's give the number again now because Richard is back. It's 1-800-743-9576. Your favorite restaurants, your favorite neighborhood haunts. 1-800-743-9576. Email is radio@wlrn.org.
And here's one more area I wanted to talk about in Hollywood. The Diplomat Beach Resort and Spa. Now, Bonnie, get this. They just went over $100 million renovation. That is a big renovation. It's right on the beach. It has 10 restaurants, so there's something there for everyone. And if you're looking for a staycation here, close to home, that would be a fun place to be. A few of the highlights there, Point Royale by celebrity chef Jeffrey Zakarian. It serves coastal American cuisine. And then we have Diplomat Prime, which is a steakhouse, and they're serving prime beef that they age themselves right there. And so that's really nice. Now, you know, I can't get away without talking about ice cream or dessert or something. So if you want to just go and have ice cream that's freshly churned right there, they have a little place called Candy and Cones. So again,
where is that?
That's at the Hollywood Diplomat.
Oh, at the Diplomat.
Yeah, and Linda, have you been to Monkey Tail yet? Michael Shulman's new restaurant
I didn't know how to pronounce it. I'm glad you did. Go ahead, tell
Monkey
me
Tail.
About it,
so. First of all, I'm obsessed with monkeys. I don't know why, ever since I was a little kid. And there's very...
We won't go into that.
We won't go there, Lainey.
There's very subtle monkeys in the wrought iron and everything, and it's really...
Real ones?
No.
In the wrought iron.
In the wrought iron, like in the decoration.
Okay.
And it's Michael Shulman. He's from Philadelphia. He's done some great restaurants in Philly. He's here, and it's... sort of modern sushi, but what I like about it, there's a lot of Japanese food that just gets overworked. There are too many sauces here, a lot of mayonnaise, and here he really lets the food shine for himself. And I think that's the mark of a really good chef, to let the proteins and let the vegetables really speak for themselves. So everything is super fresh, everything is great. And there's a bar in the back, kind of secret bar in the back.
Well, it's not secret now.
It's not secret anymore. It was secret until like 5 seconds ago. And there are two... Okay, it's stressed. When I said, hey, it's a karaoke bar, they're like, it's not a karaoke bar. But there are two private rooms where you can get a cocktail and do a little karaoke.
Whoa.
After dinner.
And where is this?
It's right in the Diplomat, you know. And
it's
Linda
one of the
was 10 right.
Restaurants there. There's
I know there's so many, but is it on... It's in the main...
It's
on
in
the
main...
east side?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? And the funny thing is, you know, it's about 175 degrees out today. And if you live inland, it's really a pretty good idea, not a bad idea, to go have a little weekend on the beach, get some ocean breezes, and try out some
cooler.
Of these restaurants. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have a call here. We have Bob in Fort Lauderdale. Hello, Bob. You're on the air.
Yeah. I wonder if you could talk a moment about the workhorse restaurants in our community, the 24-hour diners like Flashback and Lester's, because we have some great ones here in Southeast Florida.
Flashback and what was the other one?
Lester's Diner. There's one on State Route 84, just east of 95.
Lester's.
Yeah, 24-hour diners. Really wonderful place. Mm,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just your standard, you know, greasy spoon diner where you have everybody from club kids coming in to workers at the port. It's a great place to just people watch and get a really good cup of coffee and, you know, your classic breakfast.
And that's in Fort
And one thing, the one on the Lester's on State Route 84, they actually serve escarole, which I hadn't had since I was a child.
Yeah.
Well, granted, it's maybe a little overcooked, but it's really wonderful.
Yeah.
And Jen, did you have something to say about it?
Oh, those diners have been open for years, of course, and they remind me of my New Jersey upbringing, which is, I think, why a lot of people like them, because, you know, people come down from New Jersey and New York up here, and they're just, you know, longing for those gravy fries and those cheese fries, and that's where you can get them. But, you know, we have a 24-hour place in Aventura. I don't know if people know about Bagel Cove Restaurant. It's open for 24 hours. And it's pretty interesting because what do you think is in Aventura that deserves to be open 24 hours? But you can actually, you know, if you want to go window shopping and then get a bagel.
I didn't know that Bagel Cove was open 24 hours.
They just got their 24-hour license, like, very recently.
I know that during hurricanes, I always end up there when they're not terrible.
Yeah,
they're always open.
There's a starting to be, I guess, a little bit of a mini trend of places opening until about 5 a.m. Doha on South Beach and Paris Fix is open very late. They're basically almost 24/7. But the one in Aventura, you know, kind of shakes you a little bit. You're like, really? Aventura. Interesting. Who's there? Good. Who do you think is there at 4 o'clock in the morning? I always want to go, but I'm too busy sleeping.
I'll go with you, Jen. We'll set the alarm. We'll set the alarm for 3 o'clock, and then we'll all go there. And
then
that
can
would make a great story. Who's there at 4 o'clock in the morning?
And then you can let us know, and we don't have to get up at that hour.
No.
You know who's in those places on South Beach.
Right. Exactly. Right. People soaking up the alcohol, but who's there?
Right.
I have a feeling it's probably bicyclists and athletes, you know, making a morning
An early morning of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to a short break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking about South Florida restaurants with Jen Koretnik and Lainey Doss. We're going to take a short break here, but let's give out the phone number.
It's 1-800-743-9576, 1-800-743-WLRN. Radio at WLRN.org is the email.
Okay, we'll take a short break and we'll be back with more. And I'm back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and I'm here with Bonnie Berman, and it's our restaurant review program. We've been talking about the South Florida restaurant scene, and giving us the latest restaurant news in studio with us is Lainey Doss. She's the food editor for Miami New Times, and by phone with us is Jen Koretnik. She's the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine. And with us, you are listeners, giving us your tips for the little treasures you've shown or the mom-and-pop places. And please, you can go to our to WLRN's Facebook Live video, and you can see one of my favorite treasures, Whisk Gourmet Restaurant in South Miami. Bonnie, you have an email?
Yeah, we have a couple of emails. Richard recently discovered a new Indian cuisine location in Miami Springs. It's called Taj Mahal Bengal Indian Cuisine, and he finally has a choice of Indian food around his neighborhood. So that's Taj Mahal.
And where is that again?
In Miami Springs.
Miami Springs, wonderful.
And okay. I just want to mention the good food at Ghee Indian Kitchen in Kendall that you had on last week.
Did you go there? It was wonderful.
It's excellent.
Yes. And that's in downtown Dadeland.
Downtown Dadeland, yes. Across from the Dadeland Mall.
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly. Well, let's go to Susan in Miami.
Which number is that?
It's one. Hello, Susan in Miami. You're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to put in a kudos for Chef Matthew Kenny, whose plant food and wine, renowned space at Sacred Space, is really changing hearts and minds about plant-based fare. And Miami actually is in the top 10 vegan cities in the United States this year.
It's the top 10 vegan.
For restaurants, for food,
For restaurants. Wow.
Yeah, we've actually gone from 0 to 100 on that, and we now have actually Matthew Kenney has opened a new place too, and it's called Plant House, and it's the one hotel location. So if you're a fan, now you have two choices.
Yes, and his gourmet vegan food is really changing the face of plant-based. We're having an event there June 11th, and Plant Food and Wine and the Seed Festival is helping with that.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you for that information, Susan. Thank you. And we'll go on to Danica in Hollywood, line two.
Thank you.
Okay, Danica in Hollywood, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Danica in Hollywood.
Good, great.
I found this great little restaurant in Hollywood. It's at 20th and Van Buren. It's called Sasa's Italian Cafe, and it's in this little house. It's very eclectic. The guy is straight from Italy. I don't even think he speaks English. He's so great.
Say the name of it again.
Sasa, S-A-S-A.
Okay.
Italian restaurant, and they serve, you can go in and just have coffee, and you feel like you're in your house, in your living room, and they're so nice. They come and they give you food, and they have wonderful pastas and dinner also, but it's so great. It's not expensive. It's in this beautifully little renovated house, and the food was excellent. I heard your radio show and had to mention it. I was so excited to find it.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much for that information, Danica.
Thank you. Have a great day.
That sounds absolutely charming, and I love Italian food. And speaking of Italian food, I think, Linda, you and I were chatting about restaurants that maybe have been around for a while that people forget.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite places is Anthony's Runway 84. It's actually right by Lester's Diner. My gosh. So I'm from Brooklyn, and when I feel homesick, I go there because it is so Bay Ridge Brooklyn, I can't even take it.
It really is.
It's on State Road 84 in Fort Lauderdale proper, the city. It's right by the airport, hence the name Runway 84. And the whole place is designed to look like you're inside an airplane. It's all airplane memorabilia, but old 70s, like Eastern Airlines, Pan Am memorabilia. And there is a cold stuffed Sicilian pepper that just, to me, is the best meal I've ever had in my entire life. And that other gentleman, caller, who was mentioning escarol, they have a big pot of escarol with white beans that you can just share with like 87 people.
Now, you mentioned to me, is this the same people as Anthony's Pizza?
Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza, yeah. This is sort of the more upscale, fine dining, but it's still classic red sauce. Northeast, that Philly, New Jersey, New York corridor food, giant Italian sausage and peppers, and really Sunday supper. So if you're from that New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia area and you're homesick, that is the place to go.
I just want to know exactly where you are just by the other clientele.
Yep.
You walk in and you see everybody else and you're like, wow.
Big hair, don't care.
I am home. Yeah. Exactly.
The Sasa Italian.
Napkins tucked into the collars, everything.
Yeah. Sasa Italian restaurant. It's one word, S-A-S-A. Yes. And it's on 2001 Van Buren, and it gets a lot of stars. It's sasacafeitaliano.com website. And here's an email for you, Lainey. Used to be a waiter at Sateen at the Diplomat about 10 years ago. That is now the space that is Monkey Tail. I was there recently and peeked through the crack of the door as it was closed. The room looked pretty stunning. Could your guest describe what the room is like?
It's a dark, it looks like almost a beautiful classic, I'm going to say opium den. It's very dimly lit.
Well, you said it, yes.
Not that you would know what an opium den.
Not that
den
I would
was.
Know, but very 1940s film noir. Okay. If you have that setting in your mind, that's what it looks like. Dark wood, some very nice recessed lighting, a really beautiful open space, but there are a lot of like separate like little rooms to explore. So if you have like a large party, you could feel more intimate. A lot of booths. I love booths, to sit in a booth. There's a nice sushi bar. There's another bar. Just a gorgeous space. Really, really well done. And what I like when the sun is so strong in Miami and it's so hot out, I kind of like going to a place that looks a little dark. I feel cooler just by going into a place like that. Mm-hmm. And it's just a really lovely setting
and
for
I
the meal.
And I think that's indicative of the whole renovation they had there, because all the restaurants are beautifully appointed. So it's a fun place.
But they set a mood. Yeah, it sets the mood for the dinner. Absolutely.
Okay. Let's go to line one. We have Dean. Dean in Wynwood. Hello, you're on the air, Dean.
Hi, hello. How are you?
Great. What's going on?
Not much. So I was just listening to the program in my car. I'm at work at the moment. I'm the chef at Della Test Kitchen in Wynwood Yard. And we are a vegan, gluten-free restaurant.
I know it very well. I eat there very often. I love Wynwood Yard. It's a lovely place. And Della's Test Kitchen has these really great bowls. And they're a vegan, but they are so filling
and
colorful.
Choose.
And it's really eat the rainbow kind of food.
Right. We've had Della here on air with us. I think she's done a great job at Wynwood Yard. She rented that whole space from the city, from whoever owns it. I think it's the city. And then she's parceled out. So lots of charcoal is there.
Right,
there
and you had charcoal.
Right, and there's food trucks there. And it's a fun place. So thank you very much, Dean, for calling.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, okay. Dean. And Laura, we have Lorraine. Lorraine in Miami. You're on the air.
Hi, yes.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What's going on?
I'm calling about a new local spot, actually, in Midtown Miami called 305 Brews. And it's a very cool little spot. It features only local craft beer from Miami, Florida, all homemade food and made with the beer. Great hangout spot for the new locals.
And that's
that's where Cucina used to be. It's like right at the edge of Wynwood, Edgewater.
Yes.
On Federal Highway, on North Federal Highway. It's an odd location, but it's going to be probably very attractive to people who like, you know, go get a bite during happy hour and. So far, it seems to be working out well.
Great.
Yeah.
It's right on the train tracks.
Right on those train tracks.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's great. You know, beer in Miami, you know, South Florida is becoming a beer mecca. And places.
That's another one that's gone from 0 to 100. Yeah. You know, we had nothing 5 years ago, and now we have, you know, a dozen.
Yeah. And any place that really, you know, gets into serving local and really, pun intended, tapping into the local beer and food scene is a place that I think we should all try and support, because they're doing the right thing.
Okay, Lauren, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you so much.
Let's give out the number again.
It's 800-743-9576, 1-800-743-WLRN. The email is radio@WLRN.org.
Call in with it. We'd love to hear some people for the North and Broward and maybe Palm Beach, see what's going on up there and of course, down in the Keys, too.
Yes, of
That's
course.
That's happening there. They're going to have a Key Lime Pie Festival coming up soon.
I want to talk about a great place I found in my neighborhood. It's in Surfside. Have you ever been to either of you or any of you, Tapas 26?
No. What is it?
No.
I've seen it. First of all, it's really beautiful. It's all white and clean and airy and really pretty. It's right between, it's on Harding, between 94th and 95th on the east side of the street. And it serves all sorts of sushi and tapas. But it's kosher. So I thought, it's absolutely delicious. And they have a great happy hour every single night, except they're not open Friday night.
Obviously.
Well, it sounds to me like you've had a few happy hours there. Connie Berman, speaking from experience there.
You just have to start your happy hour on Friday very early, that's all.
Well, they close at 3 on Friday.
Perfect.
Otherwise, they're open.
That's not too early. That's, you know, that's Miami time. That's
right.
Sounds perfectly reasonable to me. And if you miss that, then you can go down the street to the Blue Beer Garden, which used to be Lou's Beer Garden. And that was, you know, that they closed that and made that a hotel. So
oh, they opened
hotel.
Again?
They just reopened.
It's called Blue?
It's called Blue Beer Garden.
Okay.
And Gastropub.
Remember we had Lou on, Linda? You had him on.
Okay.
When it was Lou's, yeah.
Lou's.
Yeah, it was a really popular place.
Right,
and
right.
From the last I heard, he was going to move, but now I can't seem to find him. So hopefully he's going to reopen somewhere.
Okay, but this
now the old Lou's is now called Blue, I guess, to remind people of Lou. I don't know. Blue
well,
Beer
why
Garden.
I was kidding. That's why I was looking at Bonnie a little confused in that I know it was Blue, and then she's saying Lou, and I'm thinking, which one is it?
Exactly. They rhyme. Yeah, so it's Blue with a B. Blue Beer Garden.
All
right. Instead of Lou's Beer Garden.
And so, you know, and people are always wanting entertainment. There's more and more lounges and dining is ever popular here. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. I'm here with Bonnie Berman, Lainey Doss, Jen Koretnik. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and I'm here with Bonnie Berman, Lainey Doss, Jen Koretnik, and Eric Zapka, 3-year-old Eric, who gave us a little outro.
He's going to be 4 next month.
Okay, all right. It's our restaurant review program. We've been talking about the South Florida restaurant scene, and we've been getting restaurant ideas from you, our listeners. Call in with your ideas. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. And Bonnie, you said the emails come in faster.
Yeah, sure, if you want to do that. It's radio@WLRN.org, radio@WLRN.org.
Okay, and we've got Jill in Fort Lauderdale. Hello, Jill, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What's going on up there in Fort Lauderdale?
It's a beautiful day. I wanted to just first say thank you for your program. My family is fairly new to the area, and this has been a great way for us to get oriented to businesses and activities and topics that are important to the local community. So thank you for the work that you do.
Well, thank you. That's nice to hear.
And I wanted to share a great restaurant that we found right on our doorstep in Fort Lauderdale. It's called Park and Ocean. And Park and Ocean is inside of Hugh Taylor Birch State Park. So it's a really unique, amazing restaurant. You have talked a little bit on the show about, you know, getting out to the beach and ocean breezes and cooling off, and this is the spot for that. It's tucked into a little grove of twisted sea grapes right on A1A, between A1A and the park. So it's a gorgeous setting, and they are fairly new. I think they opened in the fall, and they're working up their microbrew operation, but in the meantime, they have their menu available of really fun tacos and unique grilled cheeses, and it's just a beautiful, lovely spot that our family has enjoyed a lot, and I wanted to share with your listeners.
Well, thank you very much. That's Park and Ocean, and it's inside the park there.
Yes, inside Hugh Taylor Birch State Park.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. Thank you for your call.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, and we've got Jeff in Miami. Hello, Jeff. You're on the air. Jeff, are you with us?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd like to recommend a place that I stumbled upon recently in the Miami area. It's in the downtown area called Fuchs. It's a Middle Eastern place, FOOQ'S. And it's a small restaurant, but they do a really nice job with their Middle Eastern food.
What's the name of it again?
Fuchs, FOOQ.
Oh, Fuch. Yes,
yeah.
We've had David Fouquier. He does a great job there.
Yeah, and they
also
just got a new executive chef as well. So
yeah, and also listening to the program earlier on with regard to Runway 84. My experience at that restaurant has been very different. I've been there on a couple of occasions in the last 9 months, and even though I've made reservations, they force you to wait because they're very busy. They'll wait about an hour and a half for your table, even though you have a reservation. It's really not a very comfortable place to dine in unless you actually know somebody in the restaurant. That's my
sit at the bar. I'm sorry, sit at the bar.
Don't even bother with a table. Sit at the bar for the best experience. The lounge is amazing. I think I've sat in the dining room once in the 8 years that I've been going there.
Okay. Well, let's let them know. I mean, thank you for calling
absolutely.
In. And we'll let them know that they need to organize their tables a little better. Yeah, thank you for your
I think that's probably their shtick, though. You know, it's like make them wait, make them drink. A lot of places like to do that. And, you know, you got to know somebody to get in.
I don't know anybody there.
Well, you sit in the lounge. You sit in the bar.
I sit in the lounge, yeah.
Okay, Joanna writes, she's in West Palm Beach and she's feeling a little bit neglected. Now, we do a lot on Palm Beach. You know, we try to do a lot of things in all four, four counties, but maybe we don't measure up in Palm Beach. But we usually have on Jan Norris, right?
Right, from Palm Beach.
So if you know of restaurants in West Palm or Palm Beach, please call us. 1-800-743-9576. Please take part in the program. 800-743-9576. Actually, that's from Barbara.
Okay, we have Brian in Boynton Beach here. So let's go to Brian. And Brian in Boynton Beach, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
We're great.
Good.
It's a recent place. I've actually not eaten there yet, but I'm from North Florida, where the barbecue is hardwood smoked. And it's a place that's called Troy's Barbecue.
Spell and that out. How is it?
Has anyone tried Troy's Barbecue?
Troy's, did you say?
Yes, Troy. T-O-T-R-O-Y.
Okay, Troy's Barbecue. No, I don't think so. So tell us about it.
Oh, it's wonderful hardwood smoked barbecue. So it's the kind of either brisket or pork, like a Boston butt and a shoulder or something like that, where it's smoked for 12 hours. Oh, it's just fantastic. And I just have not been able to find much of that kind of barbecue down here.
And where is it located exactly?
It's the new restaurant that's going to be starting up at Federal and just south of Woolbright. But right now he's got a small little store that's just north of Woolbright on Federal.
Okay, so he's got a small place now and he's going to grow and get bigger. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, his restaurant's about to open soon and it's really, really good stuff.
All right, well, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
It looks like the pit boss's name is Troy Davis.
Yes, wonderful man, super, super nice.
That's amazing. Yeah. There are very few pit masters here in South Florida, you're right.
That's exactly right, and that's what I was raised on, so I'd naturally gravitate to that, you know?
Okay, well, thank you for your call.
All right, thank you.
Let's go to Stephen in Deerfield Beach. Hello, Stephen, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you today?
Great. Have you got a restaurant for us up there?
Yeah, the best burgers in the area.
Okay.
This is Charm City Burger Company.
Absolutely. Great burgers.
Okay. You guys know those, okay?
And where's it located exactly?
It's on Hillsboro, let's say east of Route 1 heading towards the beach.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm asking everyone where it is because all the restaurants we're mentioning here on air will be on my website, dinnerinminutes.com. The whole list will be there later on today. So that's why I need to know all of that information.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The guys who own Charm City also are meat purveyors. So the beef is very, very good there.
And Alfredo wants to know if anyone can recommend delicious New York style pastrami on rye with Swiss.
Pastrami on rye with Swiss?
I think he might have to fly up to New York.
Yeah.
That's a little specific. There is a new deli open in Wynwood. Not exactly sure where it is, but it's by the same guy who owns Mr. Cream.
I don't know if it's
exactly pastrami on rye with Swiss, so you might have to be a little particular.
I mean, if you want an oversized, towering pastrami deli sandwich, there are a few places to go in Miami. There's Naked Lunch, my Ralph Pagano. He has a trip. It's in the UM Medical Park off of 95, and those sandwiches are typical New York
big.
You know, 27 inches high. How in the world do you eat that on rye bread?
What about Josh's deli? Do you know that, Jen?
Yes.
Yeah. Is he, I don't know if it's pastrami. Mr. Block.
Oh, I don't know.
What it's called, Mr. Block Cafe. I haven't been to Josh's Deli in a while.
I haven't been to Josh's Deli in a while. And then there's Hank and Harry's that opened up on South Beach. And they are doing a proper pastrami, too. And I'm sure you can ask them to
I was just going to say, you know, if they're having mile-high pastrami with rye bread, perhaps they have some Swiss cheese in the
house. I'm sure they have Swiss cheese in the house where they can add some. Yep, yeah. Absolutely, right. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, and then there's Zach, you know, Zach the Baker Zach has the Baker. His deli. So you can always, you know, we're so multicultural now, I'm sure that you can find. And if you can't find, you can ask. So, you know, people do have their pastrami. Miami smokers may be smoking pastrami by now. But we at least have one smokehouse. So hopefully we'll be starting that trend a little better. So.
Right. Okay, well, we've got Coco in Deerfield Beach. Hi, Coco, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. How are y'all?
Great.
You were talking about vegan restaurants and gluten-free restaurants and the rise of the healthy cuisine down here. And there's a little hidden gem, and it's called Living Green Fresh Market. And it started off as a produce location, and then they added smoothies and juices and acai. But then they also added sandwiches and then a hot bar and a soup bar and a deli and grab-and-go kind of items and choices. It's packed at lunch. It's all healthy, grass-fed. They have produce, obviously. It's a grocery store, a tiny little grocery store. So you can get produce, local purveyors, local items to go as well.
So it's not just vegetarian. It's
No, it has everything. Yeah.
Okay.
It has everything, and everything is made in-house,
uh-huh.
And it's fresh every single day. And it's in Oakland Park off Commercial, just east of Dixie. You wouldn't really even think it would be a great place for lunch. Parking is limited. There's parking in the back as well. But it's been written up several times. Tony's the owner. They greet you as they're Greek young guys. And it's kind of you feel like you walk into a European deli.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We just have
no problem.
Time for one more call before the break. Let's go to line Barry and Plantation. Hello, Barry. You're on the air.
I'd like to share you a place I've been going to for 10 years.
Okay. What is it?
And it's called Greek Island Taverna. If you like Greek food and lamb chops, in my opinion, and I know about food, I'm from New York. No
we couldn't have told. We couldn't tell from the accent.
Shout out.
Go for the lamb chops. Don't order anything else. Lamb chops, lamb chops. Greek Island Taverna. Oakland Park Boulevard and the water. You can't go wrong. The only bad thing is they don't take reservations, but it's off season now. All the Canadians are gone. So go have a great Greek meal. Greek Island Taverna. Have the lamb chops. And get a big salad to share for two.
Okay, Barry.
Okay. Thank you, Barry. Did you say what? Right.
I think Barry needs to be like a guest host or something, have his own radio show. He's great. And I'm Barry from New York. You got to get the lamb chops. Get the lamb chops.
Okay, let me give one here email. The Spillover. This is from Johnny. The Spillover.
Oh, the Spillover.
Great
I
seafood
love spillover.
And desserts to die for in yeah.
It's Coconut
Grove.
Coconut Grove. Yes, it's the people from Local.
Spillover is so much fun because it has cider and mead. And if you know, they're looking for something just a little different to drink, you can go and have a mead tasting.
Okay.
Or a cider tasting. And
a lot
that's
of honey.
Really fun.
Okay. Well, we're going
to you can get the dry ciders.
Okay, yes. The dry
not
honey.
As sweet as it sounds.
Okay.
They're fun. They have coffee flavors and everything.
All right, we need to take a break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer with Bonnie Berman, Lainey Doss, Jen Koretnik. It's our Restaurant Roundabout program. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer with Bonnie Berman. Lainey Doss is the food editor for the Miami New Times. Jen Koretnik is the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine. And you are listeners. They've all been giving us your wonderful suggestions. And all of those suggestions, any restaurant mentioned here, is going to be listed on my website, dinnerinminutes.com. But talking about dinner in minutes, perhaps you're not going out for dinner tonight. You'd like something really quick and easy. Well, it's wild salmon season, and it's really a treat. I like to eat as much as I can now when it's in season. And this is a poached salmon with lemon dill sauce and hot arugula pasta. And I use salmon steaks instead of salmon fillet. And that's where they cut the steak of salmon right through the salmon itself. So the little tiny round bone in the center. It's very juicy. It's small. And if you poach it, it's like a fail-safe way to cook. Bonnie, you're looking at me like strange.
Just wondering how you do it.
How do you poach it? Well, I bring some water. You can put white wine. I put a little clam juice in the water. Bring it to a simmer. You put the salmon steak in it and let it simmer 5 minutes. The secret, don't boil. You boil any protein, it'll be rubber. So you just put it in and let it gently simmer for 5 minutes, and it's done. That's for about an inch thick steak. Take it out because it'll continue to cook in its own heat once it's off the heat. And the lemon dill sauce is really very simple to make, put together. The side dish, people think of arugula only as fresh for on a salad, but I cook the pasta and take it out and let the arugula just melt in the pasta itself. It comes with a very subtle flavor, not quite so peppery as normal. And that's a real simple, easy recipe, and it's at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Okay, let's go to Margaret in Key West. Hello, Margaret in Key West. You're on the air.
Hi. It's Margaret in Key West. Yeah, I'm calling. You know, we don't have as many restaurant openings as up there in on the mainland, but we did have a new restaurant open this year called Little Pearl, and it's in the old Seven Fish spot, and many people are familiar with that on the corner of Olivia and Elizabeth.
Seven Fish is closed, are you saying?
No, they moved to Truman Avenue. They were so popular, they expanded into a large, really striking building, so same Seven Fish, just a larger setting, and that spot became very hot ticket, so many people were anticipating what was going to open there. And Little Pearl it's a great combination of neighborhood gem and also one of the more risk-taking restaurants in town as far as expanding into different kinds of seafood. So they have swordfish and wahoo on the menu, which doesn't sound so risky up there. But down here, very few restaurants offer anything but, you know, grouper, snapper, mahi. So I love that. And then they also really explore Asian ingredients. They have a Bangkok octopus and
Octopus. Yeah, okay.
It's incredible.
Did it swim from there, or is it just flavored?
It's incredible. they have a scallop dish that's made with, like, it's got a tahini soy sauce, which is a little unusual. They do things with tamarind, matcha, miso. So, you know, just the chefs aren't afraid to be a little wild, a little risk-taking, and they have a lot of fun, and it's just a super lively, very local, very kind of young, thriving restaurant.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you very much. We have a lot of people to get to,
we're
going to go on to the next. Bonnie, you had some...
Okay, here are two in West Palm Beach. One, and that's probably for Barbara, Grotto near West Palm Beach is one, and... the other is Avocado Grill in downtown West Palm Beach. Great food and ambiance, amazing cocktails and brunches. And that's one from Palm Beach. And then just one more from Palm Beach is, where are you?
Okay, well, that was two restaurants in Palm Beach.
Pete.
And now you've got another person.
Oh, this is Barbara, who says, thank you for taking my concern seriously, I appreciate it. We love you, Palm Beach. Of course we do. Okay, she says one of the best Indian restaurants she's ever been to is Taste of India, 7750 Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm. The most fabulous buffet on Saturday. Every weekday they have a buffet as well, but the Saturday buffet is truly spectacular, covering a large part of their menu.
Very good. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's go to Bruce in Miami, line one. Hello, Bruce in Miami. You're on the air.
Hello, it's Bruce. The restaurant I'm recommending is the Red Carpet Italian. It's a little hole-in-the-wall place on 8th Street near 35th Avenue. And it's literally a hole-in-the-wall. It has a red open sign, and you would never guess that it was such a good Italian restaurant. It has wonderful risotto.
Wonderful. Red. That's an unusual name for an Italian, red carpet. It's, I know.
Yeah, they're Venezuelans, Italian Venezuelans, and it's a family, you know, the whole family runs the restaurant. It's just wonderful.
Terrific. Well, thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
We'll go to Bob. Bob is in Fort Lauderdale. Hello, Bob. You're on
no,
the
No, he's in the Keys.
Oh, sorry.
I'm in Fort Lauderdale, but I want to bring up a place called Harriet's Restaurant at mile marker 95 between Key Largo and Marathon. Small, little, tiny place, but some of the best pancakes and homemade muffins you'll find. And they just do breakfast and lunch.
So yeah. It's breakfast, and it's called Harriet's?
Harriet's Restaurant, okay. Mile marker 95.
And talk about a line. Like, if you want to go there on the weekend, like, if you can skip out of work and play hooky, that's a great place to go. On the weekend, it's also lovely. Just
you'll have to go quite early if it couldn't be breakfast.
Plan on, they open for, you know, you can take the day off and have a Tuesday brunch. How lovely would that be?
All right.
Okay. And Winema wants to recommend lettuce and tomato. 17070 West Dixie Highway. The place is definitely a hidden gem. Odd location, but the chef is preparing amazing dishes using local ingredients. The quality of the food he creates would cost two or three times as much in Aventura were he not at his quirky location. It's small.
Yeah, that's about a block off of Biscayne Boulevard.
Right,
West
Dixie.
Left at like 172nd. If you're going north, it is a really odd location. I know where she's talking about, though.
Yeah, and Lainey said it's really good, too.
Yeah,
it's very good.
We did a very good piece on it, one of our writers at the New Times, and she really campaigned for it because we were all like, what? Like, where is that?
Yeah, no, it's odd, but it's delicious. I don't think it gets the attention it deserves because it's very near the ancient Spanish monastery.
Right, and it's not a salad place.
No,
is there anything else there?
No. It's a lovely, the chef does a really good job.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Great.
Well, here's one for Palm Beach County. There's a lobster special starting on tonight, actually. It's three lobsters at Bacciami Italiano.
All right, you're going to have to spell that one for us.
It's hard enough to say. B-A-C-I. AMI, Italiano. Lobster Frenzy. So now we know we're in summertime. Maine lobster. Three steamed lobsters for $49.
Oh. Three steamed for $49. Is that...
salad, corn, potatoes.
Who can eat three whole lobsters?
two people.
You met my husband? I don't think so.
This is three per person.
Well, I think you can probably get one if you so desire.
Okay, good.
But I can vouch for the people in my family that once they get started on the Maine lobsters, they can plow through them. And you know that Kitchen 305, 305 Kitchen, Kitchen 305, they do those Maine lobster specials, and I've asked them how many people, because they're all you can eat. And they have people who come in and eat 18, 20, 22 lobsters.
No.
It's kind of sickening.
What?
Yeah. It's sort of disgusting.
Is it a reality show?
You're not eating for enjoyment at that point. You're eating to prove that you can eat your money's worth.
I've been there and I've had that. And to see all of those lobsters coming out and cooking them all is amazing.
Yeah, but I can tell you that I've eaten two or three myself. If you don't eat the sides and you don't eat the salad and you don't fill up on the soup, and you just eat the lobster?
And not too much. But I'm sorry, but we're just out of time. I'd love to hear more about your lobster adventure, Jen Koretnik.
Well, you know.
It's been a fun, but, well.
I have to go to Maine, too.
All right. So Jen Koretnik, restaurant critic for Miami Magazine. Lainey Doss, food editor for Miami New Times. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Bonnie Berman, great to be with you.
Thank you, Linda.
And Joel Cooper
Likewise.
Will be back next week.
Yes.
And next week, we're going to be talking about the poke craze. Oh. And we're going to have Poke Bao, chef owner Danny Boza with us.
Oh, that sounds good.
So it'll be very interesting. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.
We apologize to the other callers and emailers we couldn't get to. We wrap up today's Restaurant Roundabout, but we give a hearty thank you to all our callers and listeners.
It's easy to download free audio archives of all our programs at our website, WLRN.org. More information at the Topical Currents Facebook page, and we also have the iTunes podcast on Topical Currents. Our lead producer is Richard Ives, who was very busy on the phones today with technical direction from online producer Jason Zapka. Assistance by Eric Zapka. Joe and I return Monday for a profile of acclaimed South Florida-based architect Bernard Ziskovich. Many projects worldwide, but known locally for the Midtown Miami Center and Miami Beach Convention Center. We'll also touch on the proposed Plan Z project for the Rickenbacker Causeway. Bonnie Berman, Linda Gassenheimer, and for Joseph Cooper, stay tuned for Here and Now, up next from NPR News.